Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your happiness specialist, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much, as usual, for being here, for listening, for being part of my little world, quite frankly. I have a very unique audience, and whether you listen every week or whether I do a show every week, I really am grateful and appreciate. You know, today is a special, special day. Well, every day is a special day, but today is my last broadcast from California, from my studio in California. And if you've listened to the show regularly, you know that I've been looking for places to move and live and sold my house, and now I'm on to another chapter, a new chapter in my life. I call it the third stage. It really doesn't matter, first stage, second stage. It doesn't matter. For some reason, I feel like I need to label this next part, this next journey, and I'm labeling it the third stage, whatever that means. But for any new listeners, if there are any new listeners that are just happen to tune in, I want to share with you really quickly, happiness specialist, what the hell is that? What does that mean? Who is she? What Rebecca? No, who is that woman? Happiness. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this wanting to be happy, the desire to be happy, the intention to be happy, the searching for happiness for years and decades and decades, the universe has gifted me with information and wisdom through trial and error, through lots of practicing, of really behaviors that add to happiness and behaviors that subtract from happiness. And quite frankly, you know, it's really interesting. When I ask people if they want to be happy, everybody says yes. And I've you know, hundreds and thousands of people that I've talked to and just been in close, you know, just the same questions keep coming up, the same questions. Well, how do you do it? How long does it take? And then, of course, the other comment, which is, that's hard. Today we're going to talk about one of the hardest, well, for me, one of the most, it took me years to get to this place of being okay and feeling balanced and feeling at peace and feeling content and being able to be okay, at peace and happy without knowing what's next, without knowing tomorrow, without even having a thought, thinking, without planning tomorrow, without planning the future. And what, you know, after just this commitment, this dying commitment to finding happiness and the happiness, let me just start with that, because happy means happy, different to different people. And my definition of happiness is a internal peace, an internal contentment, an internal place, a foundation of being balanced and calm. And quite frankly, relaxed through life. instead of reacting to life, relaxing through life. And I have to say that I had to know what I was doing tomorrow. I had to have plans. And because of this, you know, desire, want, intention, whatever you want to call it, to teach and share how do I get to this place of being okay with uncertainty, of being okay with not knowing where I'm going to live, being okay with not knowing if I'm going to have a home or not a home, being okay whether or not I know if I'm going to be healthy or not. You see, it doesn't matter. When you've surrendered and you've given up what you want or what you desire, and you just allow and accept the universe's plan. And let me tell you something. accepting a plan that I wouldn't have necessarily signed, that I wouldn't have necessarily chosen. There are a lot of things that are happening in my life, past and present, that I wouldn't have chosen to experience. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know if you've ever packed up in the middle of your life and just picked up and moved everything to another state, but that's what I'm doing now. And why? Everyone asks me why. Why move? Why now? Everybody wants to, not everybody, let me scratch that. People want to come to California. But when I gave up control and I gave up wanting to know and plan, when I really gave all that up and accepted the plan of the universe and allowed the universe to drive for me and just sit in wonder and marvel and wow, how did that happen? How did that just fall into my, let me share a really quick example. I sold my car almost three weeks ago now. So I don't have a car. So I was actually depending on people, my students, you know, pick me up, take me to the class, teach the class, drop me off. I'm in a very small community, you know, and everything is within 10, 15 minutes. But it just so happened, you hear this, coincidentally, or however you want to say, the universe's plan, is that one of my students, her daughter is here for the summer, you know, college kids coming home from the summer. And so she has a driving permit, but she doesn't have a driver's license. So in between her visit during the summer, I volunteered to give her driving instructions, you know, an hour a day of practice. And in return, I have a car to drive. I have a car to drive until I pack all of my crap up on Tuesday in the big truck and head on out. The universe just dropped a car in my lap. And I know for you that there's been tons and tons and tons and endless, numerous amounts of miracles. People call them miracles or synchronicities, or you know what I'm saying. And I contend that I've had enough. You know what? Let me just say this. It's been such a long life of planning and goal writing out and wanting certain things and trying for this and just so much of it. And now I'm just at the point where, you know what, universe? Surprise me. Surprise me every day. plan my life, plan my days, plan my moments. I'm okay. Whatever you bring to me, universe, whatever you bring, I'm going to accept. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to accept it with blind faith that whatever comes or whatever I experience, whatever happens, is happening for a divine reason and a divine purpose, and even more than for my betterment. There are no mistakes. There is nothing. This shouldn't happen. Oh, there's none of that. This is a perfect world, perfect timing. Living with uncertainty, being okay with not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. Let me share with you a little bit about this big move. When I say big move, I don't know. I got almost 100 boxes here, and there's a lot of stuff to move. I have too much stuff. But letting go of planning, letting go of wanting to know, letting go of having something to look forward to. I remember I used to always want to have something in the future, maybe a trip or maybe a weekend getaway or a gathering. I can look forward to that. But I'm here to tell you that this living in present moment and letting go, and just when I say letting go, it's not even a focus on. You know what? The future, it's not even your business. The future, when you're in the future, thinking about the future, you're robbing yourself of this present moment. Somebody asked me the other day, are you excited about moving? No. I'm excited about this moment with you. I mean, on the day of when I'm moving, I'll be excited on that day. But future excitement? Not to say that there's anything wrong with anything. People, please understand where I'm coming from. My only purpose, my only intention is to share with you what I've learned about remaining balanced and remaining peaceful and remaining happy. And the future and the past are not a part of your present moment. And the only reason why I used to go into the future and look forward to the future was because of my misunderstanding of the gift of the present. A lot of my people that I've known, a lot of students that I've known, they want to spend time with me and dinners and lunch. Oh, can I take out to dinner? I won't see you again. Oh, can we go out to lunch? That kind of thing. And I said that I wasn't going to do one-on-ones. Why? Because that doesn't make me happy. The one-on-one is draining for me at this point. So what is happening is this afternoon there's a huge luncheon, and who knows how many people, but students and friends and some family members saying goodbye. And in the moment of goodbyes, I've fallen into my students' arms, and they've fallen into my arms, and we've cried. And I'm asking myself, what are those tears about? What are my tears about when I'm saying goodbye to someone with the quote-unquote assumption that, if I'm moving out of state, I won't see you. I won't see you unless I come back or unless you go up there. What are those tears about, that welling up of emotion? I remember when I used to cry and I would have an emotion that was attached to it, which was sadness. That emotion of sadness was attached to my tears. And when people hug me and cry and say goodbye, that's what the energy that they're giving me is an energy of sadness. And I contend that who's labeling goodbyes as sad? See, it's really important for the individual, each of us looking in the mirror, to figure out why. In other words, really question what you believe. Question your beliefs. I was watching, this is really, I know this is a happiness show, but I was watching Forensic Files. Don't ask me why I like it, but it's a little bit of science and, solving crimes. And this was last week, and there was a young boy, he was in high school or early college, and he his intention was to murder his parents. So one evening, sure enough, he did it with an axe. So he's attacking his mother and father. He killed his father with the axe. He attacked his mother so bad, she was left for dead. I know this is a happiness show. Hold on, I have a point. And when the mother recovered, she survived the attack. And they showed her, after all of her plastic surgery on her face. I mean, you could see the lines that were cut into her cheeks because of the attack on her face with an axe by her son. And when she first came to, the nurses and the doctors in the hospital said she knew. She said, it was my son. And then after a few days, for whatever reason, I don't know how long it was. Let me scratch that. I don't know if it's after a few days. But this boy was accused, and he was found to be the murderer and attempted murderer. And do you know what this mother did? While her son was being tried for murder, she stayed with him, close to him, supported him, even after he attacked her with an axe. She went into this serious denial and said, my son could not do that. It was not him. He is innocent. Despite all of the forensic evidence, he is innocent. Despite looking in the mirror and seeing her face every single day. I'm saying all this to say that the beliefs, all of my beliefs, I'm going to throw it to you too, all of my beliefs had to be challenged. In other words, the things that I believed years ago that I thought I would never change, I want to share with you, keep yourself open. Stay open to everything. when for me, I had this thing about, convicts, criminals. I had this thing about people that littered. I had this thing about people that spanked children. Things that would just bother the hell out of me, that would get me to a point of just getting angry. I mean, getting really, really angry if I even thought or if I even heard of something that I believed the opposite. It actually disturbed me. People that were a different political party than I was disturbed me, bothered me. My beliefs were so they were just inside every cell. And I'm here to tell you that all of those beliefs I had to question and challenge and let go. All of the causes, all of the bold statements that I used to make. No. This is a universal design. This is a universal journey. My beliefs, quite frankly, got in the way. Got in the way of my growth. Got in the way of my peace. I remember I hope he's not listening. You know, he doesn't listen to my show. My son, he was visiting me a few years ago, and he's really, really, really into recycling. Really into recycling. He's so into recycling that he wants me to recycle too. Now, you see what I'm saying? These causes, listen, you can have your cause, but know that what's important to you may not necessarily be important to anybody else. And that has to be okay. Because you know what? There was a time I thought I wanted everybody to prioritize happiness. Why aren't you prioritizing happiness? I mean, that makes sense, right? No. Nobody's as committed. Nobody's prioritizing like I'm doing it. I'm saying that to say it's important to me, and I cannot beat anybody else up just because it's not important to them. My acceptance of others comes from my acceptance of self. And that's the only way that I can accept what other people do and believe and think. And when you get to that place where your acceptance of self, which means you are so rooted, you know who you are confident, meaning it's not a false confidence, it's a I know. It's like a fish. I'm a fish. Fish not trying to be an elephant. A fish isn't trying to be a bird. I'm a fish, and I'm proud of it. It's like I am this individual, and I'm feeling proud, meaning I'm okay. That's what I really, I'm okay. I'm okay with me. I'm okay with all of me. Because the universe is okay with you, with all of you. The universe doesn't look at you and criticize and find fault. Getting back to the topic of uncertainty, it's probably been one of my most challenging. And then to have date shift, you know, escrow closes on this date. No, escrow has to close 4 days later. Then 3 days it has to shift again. And then change appointment. I mean, it's just always things in flux. Life is always changing. It's always expanding. It's always something else, right? There's always something else. something else that is going to benefit you, something else that the universe is here feeding your soul. Something else for you just to say, thank you, universe. Thank you for all this uncertainty. Thank you. Thank you for getting me to a place where it doesn't really matter what happens. It doesn't matter where I live. It doesn't matter how many people listen to this show. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My point of saying it doesn't matter is my acknowledging that everything has a purpose, whether I understand it or not. See, the doesn't matter means I don't have to understand. I don't have to figure it out. I can trust that the universe got this. And I don't know about you, but based on the evidence in my life, all I can do is trust. Because I have been taken care of. Not the way, you know, I mean, I would have had, I would have done it a little bit, you know, I would have had a little bit of, you know, change this, change that. Yeah, you know, it could have been, didn't have to be, you didn't have to take a baseball bat to the back of my head on that one, did you, universe? Blind trust. Surrender. Let go. When you trust 100%, you will have no reason to worry. You will have no reason to plan. You will have no reason to do anything else. No reason to resist. I needed that one. No reason to resist. When I started this journey decades ago, what I found is life is a lot more simpler than I was led to believe. It's not more complicated, it's actually very simple. And it's either the truth or it's not. It's either man-made or it's either universal. So remember that. It's either a man-made concept or a universal concept. And depending on what you focus on and depending on what camp you're in and depending on your commitment and your what you prioritize, all of that, whatever you practice, is going to accumulate on your days and in your moments, and you won't even have to think about trusting, practicing, because it's just going to be automatically what you do, you trust. When people ask me why I'm moving and what's the reason, I tell them I was inspired. I don't have another reason. I mean, I've been looked at with little, you know, eyebrows go up and the eye roll. I'm inspired. How do you make decisions just by your inspiration? Huh? How does that work? Throw away your goals. Allow the universe to design to be your GPS. Sit back and relax. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My email is info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Reality Spirituality is on Facebook. Go to Reality Spirituality and like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. thank you in advance. My dear audience, I just want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. The next time you hear my voice, I will be out of California. Thank you, universe.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.